without victory, we'll be able to bring our people out of poverty. We'll be able to bring our youth out of unemployment. We'll be able to bring our farmers out of a situation where they don't get fertilizers for their farms anymore, and build that prosperous Ghana that we are capable of building. A Ghana where there's going to be year-round agriculture. If Burkina Faso can have year-round agriculture, so can Ghana and the Upper West region of Ghana have year-round agriculture. There's no magic to it. It's proper planning, competent implementation, and above all, honesty. That is what we're offering the people of Ghana to be able to get us out of our thing. Year-round agriculture. Every time I bring an idea for the development of our country, the now President John Mahama, he will laugh at it. When I suggested the idea of the Northern Development Authority and the Northern Development Fund in the year 2008, he laughed at it. He said that if I can find any money for the Northern Development, I should go and pay the debts of VALCO, of VRA. But when they came to power, they decided that it was a good idea after all. And then we brought us SADA, the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority. It is one of the saddest developments in the history of our country, what has happened to SADA. Especially in the time of a leader of Northern origin. I want to assure the people of the Upper West, indeed the people of the Northern region entirely, if I'm given the opportunity in 2016, SADA will be properly implemented for the development of these parts of the world. It will not become a vehicle for corruption and mismanagement. It will become the vehicle which it was intended to be, as a means of accelerating the development of the three northern regions of our country. But this vision that we have for the future, it cannot take place unless we win the elections of 2016. And for that to happen, it must begin for cooperation amongst ourselves. That's why I'm here today, to encourage all of us, all of you who hold the party at the base, regional executives, constituency executives, parliamentary candidates, and those who contested them, that we have to find a basis for cooperation, because that is the only way in which we can construct a building for victory. That at the base, we have got cooperation amongst all the elements. So I'm very happy here to see that several of the people who contested this election at the parliamentary level and lost are here with us in this room today, supporting the exercise which we have met. Let's clap for all of them, that they are doing a very good job for the party. So I came here to appeal to you for that cooperation. Because if we are able to tie the knot strongly at the base, we're then giving ourselves a chance to win the election of 2016. So I remember very, very well today and the commitment that was made by Ali Kamara, chairman of WA Central, that Upper West Region is going to go 50-50 with the NDC in the year 2050. It is time for the MPP to reclaim its heritage in the Upper West. It's been said before, and I'll repeat it. This is the home of the great ancestors of our party. BK Adama, Jato Kaleo, Abayu Fakabo, Mumuni Dimbie, and above all, of Simon Dori Dombo. These are the men whose vision and sacrifice made possible our tradition. And this is where they came from. It is time that we honor them again with victory in the Upper West and victory in Ghana.